Com.
Free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
And you can join us on Skype as well. We've got a Skype username. It's lrn.fm. Feel free to send us a contact request. It will be accepted. It'll be easy for you to connect with us in that way if you prefer. So, again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The United States has dropped off of the list. That is the top 10 freest countries of the world. According to the Heritage Foundation, we've for years been talking about this index of economic freedom here on Free Talk Live and how the U.S. has over the last several years just been falling year after year after year. And it's not just happening on the Heritage Foundation list. There's also another group, the Fraser Institute, that does a similar list called the Free the World. I think they've got some organization called freetheworld.org, and they do an index of economic freedom. They come up with different rankings, but they're similar but different. Like, they're not exactly the same rankings, but generally some things are similar. So, for instance, Hong Kong always tops the list. Hong Kong has been number one on this list for as long as we've been talking about it, and it tops the list again for 2013. Now, I guess they're calling this the 2014 Index of Economic Freedom, but obviously they don't have really numbers to process from 2014 yet, so they're looking at numbers from 2012 and 2013 when they do this.
Do they have any explication of what their metrics are for...
Sure. You can pull up the full story, if you'd like, on their website and read through the entirety.
Sure. I mean, the reason why I ask, and obviously it's more detail than maybe we can provide here.
They look at a variety of factors.
Good, good. Because, to be fair, the Heritage Foundation is a conservative organization.
It is.
And for
so
the last...
the Fraser Institute, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that those would be obviously more interested, organizations like that would be more interested in measuring economic freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth pointing out that there are a bunch of more left-leaning organizations that also measure civil liberties around the world. And, you know, you can maybe, as long as they turn out to be reliable metrics, you can maybe get a composite score for total freedom.
What's one that, besides Reporters Without Borders, what's one of the ones that that you would be citing that is more left-leaning world index kind of?
For civil liberties?
Yeah.
I'm...
Because there's the press freedom one.
Yeah, well...
Which the U.S. ranks in like the 40th, number 40 somewhere in there.
I don't know about how seriously they should be taken. I believe one of them is called Human Rights Watch.
Okay.
But I don't know. And that's the question I'm raising with the Heritage Foundation. I don't know how ideologically slanted they are. I think there might be some incentives, and this is certainly distrustful of me, to have, over the last 5 years, we've had a Democratic president who is pretty... not very liberal in most respects, or at least the respects that liberals want a president to be liberal, but there might be some push to lower economic freedom during that time.
Yeah, but it was going down during the Bush administration.
Oh, absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, and the same. It looks like a lot of the same patterns and programs have just continued. So, obviously, the trend over. Well, I mean. We're celebrating the 100-year anniversary, pretty much, of the loss of a lot of economic freedom in the United States.
You're talking about the Federal Reserve?
Federal Reserve, the introduction of the income tax,
yep.
The permanent funneling of money into the military-industrial apparatus, and steadily increasing taxation in other forms, regulations, which cost business money. There's been a real downslide in economic freedom. And I think one of the frustrating things about the way this is perceived, people try to often break things up by presidential administrations, not recognizing often that Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Reagan are all part of the same downward trend. And I think people want to picture, these spikes and these graphs that go up and down in a lot of ways. And those graphs do exist for measuring things like the deficits and debt. Right, so you see huge spikes in debt when Republicans are in power, ironically. But now we have Obama basically continuing the same trajectory, which is basically a J-curve upward from the Bush years. So I guess my point with all of this is just to, if you are really interested in citing stuff like this, and I'm talking to the people out there listening to us, it's good to look at, you know, what the agenda of some of these organizations might be.
Sure, yeah, it's important to take that into consideration.
And what kinds of metrics they use.
Well, and well, at the very least, they're not so biased as to say, the U.S. is the most free place in the world!
Absolutely. Right? That's a good point. Yeah, absolutely.
And the whole time we've ever seen this on Free Talk Live, and as I say, we've been following this for years from back in the Bush administration, the U.S. has always been not in not even in the top five, I don't recall.
What is the top five, by the way? I'm curious.
This year, according to the 2014 Index of Economic Freedom, which you can find over at heritage.org/index, I will, of course, link to it on our Facebook, etc. Number one, Hong Kong, which actually went up a little bit last year, this year it's got a 90.1 out of 100 possible score. Mm-hmm. It changed up 0.8, so actually got a little bit more economically free on the chart. Number two, also same as last year, Singapore with a score of 89.4, looking to challenge Hong Kong with their economic freedom at a rise of a 1.4 in their score from last year.
Big medical tourism industry.
In Singapore?
I believe so, yeah. Or maybe I'm thinking of Thailand, which I'm thinking might also be on this list.
I will let you know where, but they are not in the top 10. Now, Singapore, of course, not known for its personal freedoms.
Nope.
So, you know, that is another factor that you need to keep in mind when looking at this this list is they're not really. When I remember I looked, I don't remember if it was the Free the World Foundation or the Heritage one. Again, there's two major releases out there about that do very similar coverage. But I remember looking at one of the full reports. I mean, it's like, you know, 200 pages or something like that. And there was some in one of them, there was some sort of factor on personal freedoms. But I don't know if this was the one. Number four, Switzerland. Number five, New Zealand. Oh, I missed number three. Australia is number three. And then number six, Canada. Seven, Chile. Eight, I don't even know how you pronounce this, Mauritius?
I think you might have been right the first time.
Mauritius. Number nine, Ireland. Number 10, Denmark. Number 11, Estonia, the former Russian state.
How about that?
And number 11... The U.S. Excuse me, number 12, the United States, followed
and
by Bahrain, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Taiwan at number 17, Germany at 18, Finland 19, and Sweden at 20.
Now, there's a lot of countries that are pretty socialist ahead of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, isn't it?
On that list, Canada, you said.
Right.
Australia really surprises me.
Yeah.
Both with entirely socialized healthcare systems. Well, here in the United States, we only have a 50%+ socialized system. So
that, I think, indicates, right, that if the Heritage Foundation were really skewing this politically, that they would be disinclined to put countries like that at the top of the list. So they must be doing something at least somewhat honest with this list, or at least that's the way it feels.
Absolutely. I think that's also telling to as far as, like, where America has slipped. If it is now behind by, you know, trustable metrics, socialist countries like Canada. And, you know, obviously Australia is not a completely socialist country, but it has a lot of the mechanisms of socialism there.
So the index measures 10 different factors. This summary from nationalreview.com. 10 different factors and compares countries based on their regulatory efficiency, size of government, rule of law, and the openness of their markets. Each of the factors is measured on a scale of 1 to 100, and the country's overall score is the average of each factor. For the 2014 index, the data covers the last half of 2012 and the first half of 2013. When President Obama took office in 2009, the U.S. was ranked the sixth freest economy. It's the only country in the world to have recorded a loss of economic freedom in each of the past 7 years. Since 2006, the U.S. has, quote, suffered a dramatic decline of almost 6 points, with particularly large losses in property rights, freedom from corruption, and control of government spending. According to the report, substantial expansion in the size and scope of government, including through new and costly regulations in areas like finance and healthcare, has contributed significantly to the erosion of U.S. economic freedom. The growth of government has been accompanied by increasing cronyism that has undermined the rule of law and perceptions of fairness. We'll come back with more, including the bottom of the chart, in moments.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. The United States continuing to fall down the list of not in a good way, the list of economic freedom at both the Heritage in the Heritage Foundation and the Fraser Institute. There's two different studies. Now, Fraser hasn't put out their 2014 yet, but I pulled up the numbers from 2013. We'll do a little comparison and see what Fraser Institute thinks as far as the United States rank amongst other countries in the world as far as economic freedom is concerned. And again, different factors are taken under consideration here in this, and we'll get back into that here in moments. Want to also remind you about our website. Go to freetalklive.com and download archives. You can grab episodes of Free Talk Live that go all the way back to 2006. So lots of free content all there over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it and grab it up. Get as many episodes as you want. They're all free. Now, $6 is not a lot of money to pay for a T-shirt, especially a really cool T-shirt that's got a design you're proud to wear on your chest. $6shirts.com has a boatload of them. Go and check them out. They've got T-shirts that are cool, like movies, like games, like sports, memes, all kinds of really neat designs. In fact, they come out with a new design every day at $6shirts.com. And if $6 isn't cheap enough, order 10 of them, you get them for $50 at that point. So $6shirts.com, there's liberty-oriented designs there as well. And $6shirts.com is big on Bitcoin. Not only do they accept Bitcoin on their website for their shirts, but if you buy with Bitcoin at $6shirts.com, you get a free Bitcoin trucker hat, and they keep the Bitcoin that they earn. So unlike some companies that take Bitcoin and then change them into cash, $6 Shirts is keeping Bitcoin. In fact, they paid for their advertising on Free Talk Live with Bitcoin. So these guys are big into Bitcoin, huge supporters of the Bitcoin community and the Liberty community. Go to $6shirts.com and check it out. I think you're going to be impressed with what they've got there.
I'm genuinely delighted to hear about this.
Well, you don't have a laptop in front of you, but when you get on your smartphone later on, Brett, you want to check them out. They're a new advertiser on Free Talk Live, and I'm excited to have them on board.
Yeah, absolutely.
$6shirts.com. And you can get there with a 6 or an SIX, so either way is fine.
All right.
So the story here is from National Review, certainly a website with a slant.
Yes.
About that. But they're reporting on the Heritage Foundation on the continuing trend, which has been happening for long before Barack Obama took office. But, of course, they're trying to make it sound like it's all Barack Obama is doing this. But, no, it started with George W. Bush. And, in fact, they actually admit that here in a different story at National Review. Now considered only a mostly free economy by the Heritage Foundation, the U.S. has earned the dubious distinction of having recorded one of the longest sustained declines in economic freedom, second only to Argentina, of any country in the 20-year history of the index, according to the report's editors.
There's some stiff competition there, too.
The U.S. is the only country to have recorded a loss of economic freedom in each of the past 7 years. This sad, maddening interval began in 2007 with George W. Bush's reckless expenditures, brand new regulations, and the post-crisis nationalization of American enterprises. The folly continues with President Obama's trillion-dollar annual deficits, his 24/7 red tape factory, and the triumph of Obamacare. They go on to detail more about this. Substantial expansion from the this is a quote from the index. Substantial expansion in the size and scope of government, including through new and costly regulations like finance and health care, have contributed to significantly eroding the U.S. economic freedom. They go on to say that the growth of government has been accompanied by increasing cronyism that has undermined the rule of law and perceptions of fairness. Implementations of the health care law passed in 2010 has hit major snags and appears to be significantly hurting job creation and full-time employment. Protection of property rights has been uneven, raising charges of favoritism, says the index. And they go on to blather on about the reasons they believe this is happening. But let's get back to the numbers, shall we? Because it's also interesting to compare the two indexes of economic freedom. There is one from the Fraser Institute, which is also a kind of a right-wing organization, from what I understand. And they rank in their 2013 rankings, because we don't have a 2014 yet. United States is ranked at number 17 in that ranking.
No, no.
And it's been dropping year after year in that ranking as well. Now, there's some countries that appear on the Heritage Foundation study that don't appear on the Fraser Institute. So, for instance, North Korea is in last place on the Heritage Foundation study, but they do not appear in the Fraser Institute study.
It doesn't go all the way down?
Well, in Heritage, they are ranking 178 countries. In Fraser, they are ranking 152 countries.
I would also think that there's certain countries that might be hard to extract reliable numbers and information from.
You can't get anything out of North Korea.
Absolutely not. You know, well, I mean,
they'll tell you they're very, very economically strong, but,
they
a bunch of nonsense.
Don't send Dennis Rodman back with maybe a suitcase full of paperwork or something. That would be helpful.
No.
But, yeah, there's other countries, obviously, like North Korea, where it's very difficult to obtain reliable information. With respect to the United States, it sounds like these are measurements of economic freedom on a national scale. And people have to remember, too, that your mileage, economic freedom-wise, is going to vary from state to state.
That's a good point. It would be very interesting to break this down by state and actually rank into this ranking, you know, where does New Hampshire fall on this index of economic freedom compared to, say, California or New York? We know California and New York by the, what is the institute that does it? Jason Sorens is involved in it. Mercatus Center.
Yes.
Mercatus Center.
Yeah.
They come out with this ranking of the 50 states, and New Hampshire's in the top four. It was, I think, number one or two as of a couple of years ago. It's now number four, but it's going to be getting better as more Free State Project participants move here, and we'll be getting more free over time.
I was recently listening to an interview with Peter Schiff, and he was talking to somebody in California, and the person who was interviewing him said, I never want to pay more than 50% in taxes. And of course, he's speaking to the tax rate for wealthy people of, 37-38%, something like that.
Okay.
Peter Schiff said, do you know how much more you actually pay than 50% when you add up your entire tax burden living in California? It's like 70%.
Oh, I bet it is.
At least, you know, especially if you are a very wealthy individual, you're in the top state bracket, you're in the top federal bracket, plus all of the taxes that you're paying on consumption. Yeah, I mean, you might walk away with 25% of your income. A serf had to give up 25%
yeah.
of his income during the feudal system. So
that's a lot more comfortable to be a serf these days. So back to the numbers here, the very bottom of the list, just for curiosity's sake. These countries are considered to be repressed. Number 178, North Korea, with a ranking of 1 out of 100. Now, again, they can't get any information out of North Korea, so I don't even know why they're bothering listing anything as far as North Korea.
I mean, you can just look at
any numbers they would give you would all be suspect.
You can really just look at satellite photos at night and get a good idea of what's going on there. You know, you compare it on that peninsula to South Korea that's lit up and beautiful. And then there's just, you see where the demilitarized zone is, and it's just darkness on the other side.
It's such a study in contrast. I'm fascinated by North Korea. We've talked a lot about it on Free Talk Live, and there was a documentary recently that Frontline did, actually, a PBS hour-long documentary. It's called The Secret State of North Korea. Fascinating. Just came out a couple weeks ago. Highly recommend it. You can actually watch it on PBS's website. You don't have to download it or anything. It streams. And they actually have undercover camera operators in North Korea smuggling footage out of what life is really like there. And it's pretty intense.
We'll
come up with more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live, the least economically free nations of the world, at least according to the Heritage Foundation. 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number here. The Heritage Foundation has released its latest rankings. The 2014 rankings of economic freedom are out, and the United States has fallen down the list further. They were at number 10 last year. Now the U.S. is at number 12 on the Heritage list. Fraser Institute's FreeTheWorld.com ranks the U.S., I believe, at number 17 in their 2013 rankings. We have yet to see their rankings for 2014. So we can continue that discussion. Also, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, plus the latest on the Bitcoin crackdown, at least the BitInstant crackdown, with Charlie Shrem, the CEO of BitInstant, being arrested, I think it was a couple days ago. Pretty bad news. We'll give you the latest on what's happening with that. Speaking of Bitcoin, Bitcoin, just because one guy gets arrested doesn't affect Bitcoin. Bitcoin is
right.
Way bigger than one guy. Bitcoin is an international phenomenon. It is something that cannot be stopped, or so it seems. It's decentralized currency, meaning that if they take out an executive at one company, or they shut down another company, or whatever it is that they can do to like pick off individuals, they can't stop Bitcoin because there are hundreds of thousands of people who are involved with Bitcoin around the world, maybe even millions. I don't know what the official numbers are, but there's a lot of people running the Bitcoin software, And so that means that it's a network that's decentralized. It cannot be stopped by any government. It wasn't created by a government, nor was it created by, well, actually, we don't know who created it. Somebody named Satoshi Nakamoto is the person or persons who released this, male, female, we don't know.
Sure, and that generated suspicion, but I think this, what just is happening, as scary as it is with Charlie Shrem, is obviously adding to the credibility. If people had questions before, and some did, and that's fine, you know, so if you don't know where something comes from, but the fact that there's an active effort now to target it, I think should be building for most people even more enthusiasm and momentum.
Yeah, I agree. That's an indicator that this is meaningful, that Bitcoin's important. If it weren't important, they'd just ignore it. Mm. So what you should do, if you haven't done so yet, is go and get a wallet for your Bitcoins and then go get some Bitcoins. But you can learn more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.com. Let's say you're ready for round two, the next level of Bitcoinery. Well, I would recommend you check out the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Free Talk Live is going to be in attendance. Myself, Mark, Brian Sovereign, and Stephanie Murphy, our Sunday night co-hosts, are going to be there. In fact, Stephanie and Brian are going to be speaking at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I'm told I'm going to be on some sort of panel as well. And so I'm looking forward to that. But also other great names from the Liberty Movement and the Bitcoin community will be in attendance. Folks like Stefan Molyneux, Jeffrey Tucker, Ben Swan, Tony Gallippi, Jeff Berwick is going to be there. Of course, Austin's favorites, Catherine Bleich and John Bush, and so many more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's happening in Austin, which is kind of the liberty capital of Texas. There's a lot of liberty-minded people that are living there in Austin. Hopefully we'll get some of them up here to New Hampshire. John Bush did sign up for the Free State Project at the, I think it was Porkfest in 2013, which was a big deal.
Yeah, and with all the snow they're getting hit with, they might as well get up here.
So it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be busy too, because the last Bitcoin conference just ended in Miami last weekend. Mark was there for that. He said there were over 2,500 people that attended that conference, which is way up from last year's conference that we attended. So I'm expecting a couple thousand people at the very least at this conference. It's going to be a blast. There's three tracks at the event, which means at any time there's going to be three speakers from which to choose. There's going to be several big announcements are promised for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You're going to want to be there. There's a hackathon going to be planned. They're going to basically be some big money Bitcoin entrepreneurs waiting to sweep up the hacking all-stars. You're not going to want to miss a minute. And if you like Bitcoins or even interested in Bitcoins, this is the place to be. This is where the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin industry are going to be. TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 5th and 6th. Tickets are available now. You don't want to miss out. You want to lock in your tickets. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from there. We'll see you there. So, repressed countries, according to the Heritage Foundation, number 178, North Korea. Fascinating documentaries out there about North Korea. It's a crazy, scary place. The latest one, the PBS Frontline documentary, I just watched it two nights ago. Mm-hmm. And undercover camera footage. It's interesting because I've always been curious. Whenever you look at these documentaries about North Korea, it's always the official state tour kind of documentary. Like, if they let anybody into North Korea with a video camera, they are shown very specific things. So they're taken on an approved and a pre-programmed tour, and they are shown things that you're told that this is the way things are in North Korea. Things are great. Look at it. We got this department store here. Look at all these things. It's a land of plenty in North Korea. Never mind what you've heard about those people starving. That doesn't happen here. Look at all these wonderful products we have on the shelves. Well, they actually go into those department stores on this hidden camera documentary. They have somebody, and these people, by the way, are risking their lives running hidden cameras in North Korea. If you record something, in public,
oh yeah,
and you get caught.
At the very least, they're risking not leaving North Korea, which in some cases could be worse than death.
You're going to a prison camp,
yeah,
likely. So these people are taking serious risks. But anyway, one of them walks into one of these department stores, which seems pretty obvious it's for show when you're watching the other documentaries, and sure enough, they ask if they can buy something. They ask if they can buy a TV. Nope, those aren't for sale. They ask if they can buy clothes. No, those aren't for sale either. They ask if they can buy, like, a bottle of water or juice or something like that. Nope. None of it's for sale. It's all just for show. It's crazy. It's just such a crazy place.
It's very much like, pardon this expression, but it's very much like a child country. You know, I mean, the people who live there are so indoctrinated that you...
But it's not as bad as you think. And that's part of what this documentary is all about, is and why it's so fascinating, is because it gives you a kind of a window into the world you don't normally see in North Korea, a window into the underground, which you know must exist, right? Like, you know the people are indoctrinated. You know there's a lot of brainwashing that goes on.
I'm saying, yeah, by and large. And maybe some people might even say that about the United States.
Absolutely.
People hold just very simplistic, trust the government, fearful, lacking individuality and independence kinds of views. And obviously...
It's a difference in degree, in my opinion, between here and there.
That's a good way to put it. It's definitely a difference in degree. But I think a lot of Americans would be... surprised. I mean, most Americans know nothing about North Korea. To see how many degrees advanced it is beyond where we are, it might be sobering for some of them.
You mean the indoctrination for the program?
Yeah.
When you say advanced, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that it's much further along, and because it's a closed society and information doesn't come in from the outside.
It's very hard to get information from the outside, but that's what this is kind of all about. This documentary is about the smuggling of information, and it's about, for instance, so we've got the information leaving North Korea in the form of the videos to give us a peek into what things are like. There's also information coming into North Korea. And so part of the documentary is about that, about a smuggler who's, of course, a North Korean refugee, somebody who's escaped and who's now dedicating his life to bringing as much information to North Korea as he possibly can. So you follow him on one excursion when he's got flash drives, laptops, electronics with information on them.
Wow.
That one of the things that's really big there, and it's totally underground, totally illegal, but South Korean and American television shows and movies. So this guy loads up flash drives with movies and television shows, loads up these flash drives, and smuggles them into North Korea, taking whatever crazy risk that is. He's got a border guard who's on the take. The border guard helps him get in. And distributes these things to average people who then, of course, pass them around. These are just flash drives. It's not hard to conceal a flash drive. So they make their way around the culture there. And what they find out is that people who watch the South Korean television shows are more likely to get clued in. They're more likely to wake up to the lies that they've been told. The people that that leave, the people that have expatriated or whatever you want to call it, have escaped from North Korea. They started their process by coming across information like this.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
Smuggled information. They also talked to some folks who are doing broadcasting. They're smuggling in radios because any radio you buy in North Korea is only tuned to the state frequency.
Yeah.
So if you get an unlocked radio, you've got contraband, but then you can tune into a group that's broadcasting out of Seoul that broadcasts, you know, information and truth into North Korea.
By the way, everyone gets a television and a radio because they're very powerful control.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 60-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you might like here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about... well, North Korea, because it's on the bottom of the list of the Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Freedom. 178 countries ranked. There's only a handful of countries that did not get ranked, and I don't recall the reasons for that. I think it's because there's just so much upset or whatever in those places, like Iraq and Afghanistan, that they're not, like, considered stable countries.
Right.
So they're not on the rankings, but 178 countries were ranked, and we went through the top 20. Let's go through the bottom 10 here in a moment. Also, want to invite you to freetalklive.com. Want to suggest that if you like the show, please share Free Talk Live with your friends. Share your favorite episode from the week on Facebook. You can also, by the way, get a weekly digest of Free Talk Live. One of our listeners, Benjamin Bartholomew from California, has taken on the task of editing together like a one-hour-long, basically cobbling together the summary of what he considers the best of a week's worth of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, very cool.
Because 21 hours is a lot of show to listen to every single week, but if you're time-challenged, maybe you want to check out the weekly digest. You can go to weekly.freetalklive.com. And that'll take you right to his SoundCloud page with those episodes. There's, I think, four or five of them now. So weekly.freetalklive.com. Check that out. So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Oh, and if you want to learn other things that you can do to promote Free Talk Live, just go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got flyers. We've got other suggestions there. So the bottom 10 from the Heritage Foundation's just released 2014 Index of Economic Freedom – Again, the United States ranking in at number 12, down 2.2 slots from number 10 last year. Number 178, North Korea, 177, Cuba, with a score of 28.7 on the out of a possible 100. Number 176, Zimbabwe, has actually gone up a little bit from last year with an increase of 6.9 up to 35.5. Venezuela at 36.3 at number 175, Eritrea at 174, Iran at 173, the Democratic Republic of Congo at 172, Turkmenistan at 171, Timor-Leste at 170, Republic of Congo 169, and Equatorial Guinea at 168.
Some of those are not surprising.
No, and there's hundreds, a hundred something more. You're welcome to take a look at it. We'll link over to it on our Facebook. Actually, I haven't linked to it yet, so I'll do it after the show, and you can take a look and dig in. Because again, there's a lengthy, you know, probably a couple hundred pages. I haven't even opened it yet, but they really go into in detail, you know, how do they get their numbers? There's the different categories that they looked at: rule of law, property rights, freedom from corruption, limited government, government spending, fiscal freedom, regulatory efficiency, business freedom, labor freedom, monetary freedom. These are the factors of taking into effect here. Trade freedom and open markets, investment freedom and financial freedom. So those are the different factors they averaged in.
So just to return to a previous point from a couple of segments ago.
Sure.
I would love to see a list that breaks it out by, now you said there is a list that, from the Mercatus Institute, that breaks it out by state.
States.
But I would like to see, because that's just judging the United States on a national government level, I would like to see how low on that list some U.S. states might be.
Me too.
Right? Because you would have to think that a state like California or Massachusetts might drop 30 points or 30 slots below the United States as a whole.
I bet you're right.
So, because there's a lot of disparity in this country, state to state, from economic for economic freedom.
I wonder if something like that does exist.
Well, we've definitely planted a seed for an idea.
If you know it, if that does exist and you know about it, please let us know. Post it to our Facebook page and or email us and clue us in on that. In the meantime, you can look over this at your leisure. Now, here's an update on the Bitcoin story that we brought to you last night in detail. Charlie Schrem. Was it last night or the night before? Anyway, Charlie Schrem, the head of BitInstant, which for a long time was an advertiser on Free Talk Live, nice guy. I've met him. I've been to his home office. He actually came to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, one year. And so, friendly dude, I don't think he's done anything wrong here. He's been charged with money laundering. They're claiming that he was basically selling Bitcoins to a gentleman who was selling Bitcoins on Silk Road. So essentially there was this middleman on the Silk Road who was buying from BitInstant and then reselling the Bitcoins to Silk Road customers. They claim that Schrem knew that he was selling on Silk Road, and that Schrem himself had purchased things on the Silk Road, and so therefore Shrem's a bad guy because he bought some pot brownies once.
Right.
Is what they're saying here.
But if it's, how do they call it money laundering? You know, because
whenever you don't do what the feds say you're supposed to do with money, as a money so-called transmitter, you're money laundering.
Okay.
So as what BitInstant did, they started their business, and then later on during their business, they became compliant with the anti-money laundering laws and the Know Your Customer regulations, which brought on extra rules and things you had to do to use their service toward the end there. And it was during their time as an official money transmitter, which is a legal term that basically applies to anyone who's sending and receiving payments for other types of currencies and exchanging things and etc. So if you're,
right.
If you're like a check cashing place, that's a money transmitter. If you are changing money from one currency to another, that's a money transmitter. In fact, if you read the definition of money transmitter, if I were to sell you some Bitcoins, they might be able to call that a money transmission as well.
Yeah, it's hard to think that you could move, you know, in anywhere for too long without bumping into some kind of regulation that applies to something.
So what happened was he was doing, and I'm making this a very short version of the story. We got into it in detail the other night. But he essentially found out that this guy from the Silk Road was was going over the certain limit that they had. So it was like a $1,000 limit. So he went over and he busted through that. And then so Schrem, in basically unencrypted emails, this is how they busted him, was he didn't encrypt his conversations with this guy. In unencrypted emails with this guy from the Silk Road, gives him instructions on how to get around the money laundering laws. Because Schrem wanted his business. He wanted this guy to continue bringing in what was apparently a fairly significant amount of business every week. And so he gave him the information. It was all unencrypted. And they busted into his email accounts, and they found all this info, and he's going down. He's facing 30 years in prison now as a result of that.
That's really tragic. So that's interesting. So at least there was, what they're saying is there's some existing law that he broke, and it seemed like when I first saw the story, which made it even scarier. I mean, still, this is horrible.
It's awful.
This happened, but there was allegedly anyway some law on the books that was broken through these proceedings, even though there's no
victim. One got hurt.
Yeah,
exactly. So he was just helping people get bitcoins. We go on here. Stories from Coindesk.com. Bitcoin's CEO Charlie Schrem has resigned from the Bitcoin Foundation's board of directors following his arrest. They go on to summarize the case, and then they get a quote from the Bitcoin Foundation, a statement, which Schrem was a vice chairman of said foundation, claims that he submitted his resignation this morning. I don't know if he's been bailed out. That's not been made clear. He was arrested. I haven't heard anything about his bail status. But here's what they say. Quote, "As a foundation, we need to remain focused on our core mission to standardize, protect, and promote the Bitcoin Core Protocol. While Charlie has contributed a great deal of personal effort and resources to enhance the adoption of Bitcoin worldwide, a prolonged legal dispute would inevitably distract from advancing that core mission. Therefore, in order to focus on his pending trial, it has been mutually decided that Charlie Schrem resign from the board of directors effective immediately. The board accepted that resignation today." So I would like to know what his bail status is, and if he has not been bailed, how is it that he managed to resign from inside of a jail cell? That statement reads kind of suspicious to me. The statement says, "It has been mutually decided." Now, you could read that as Charlie Schrem was involved in that mutual decision, or you could read it as though the board of directors has decided that he will be resigned.
Yeah, there's also some wobble on the phrase, resignation has been accepted.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's very interesting. It's certainly understandable that both parties could come to that decision.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, I'm thinking that Charlie Schrem is a guy who wants what's best for the future of Bitcoin.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds kind of weird. And then you got the these other people, the Winklevoss twins.
The Winklevi.
They have sent a statement as well. They apparently invested in BitInstant a couple of years ago. Quote, "When we invested in BitInstant in the fall of 2012, its management made a commitment to us. They would abide by all applicable laws, including money laundering laws, and we expected nothing less. Although BitInstant is not named in today's indictment of Charlie Schrem, we are obviously deeply concerned about his arrest. We are passive investors in BitInstant and will do everything we can to help law enforcement officials. We fully support any and all government efforts to ensure that money laundering requirements are enforced and look forward to clearer regulation being implemented on the purchase and sale of Bitcoin."
That is the perfect voice for them. They're both Harvard graduates.
Makes me sick. I can't stand these obedient, pathetic Bitcoin government philators this. And I wish we could talk more, but we're out of time. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.